Comedy Forecast. Special Announcements Episode.
Now, to the Comedy Forecast Studio, located on the 4th floor observation deck of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers.
B5.
You sank my Battlestar!
No, it's not Battlestar. Oh, hi folks, I didn't hear you come in. As you can tell, we're very busy here working on the next few episodes of Comedy Forecast. They'll be ready real soon. But in the meantime, since you're here, I wanted to tell you about some exciting things happening right now. First of all, in a few weeks, Danny here...
Hi! Danny Hillcrest here!
Danny Hillcrest is going to do his year-end movie review show.
I think you mean you're talking about Danny Hillcrest's end of 2009 movie recap film summary special!
Yeah, whatever. The point is that Danny never sees the movies that he's reviewing.
That's what trailers are for!
So, I'd like you to help him out, and possibly get on the show yourself, by doing your own short funny review of one of 2009's most memorable movies. You can either email your review to comedyforecast@gmail.com or call it in to the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. If you head on over to comedyforecast.com, you'll see a link with all the info and a list of 21 films you can choose from. Remember, keep your review short and funny. Make us laugh. Oh, and if you want to review more than one film, that's great. Just do each one in its own separate email or phone call. Danny is easily confused.
You think I get confused? Have you listened to your own voicemail lately? I know I have.
What are you talking about?
Let me play it for you.
Hey, Clinton, it's Cassidy from Leatherton, Oregon. I noticed in your latest episode, you referred to the bellhop as Bob. Well, originally in episode 202, his name was Ben. Also, on the virtual table of random things...
Okay, hold it. Let's not play the virtual table of random things part of Cassidy's phone call. Let's save that for the next episode. Right now, I want to figure out this whole part that I called the guy Ben in one episode and Bob in another. How did that happen? And he answered to both names. What, is the guy twins? Look, I'm going to go down to the lobby and see if I can straighten this whole thing out.
So I should just wait here then?
Hi, I'm Derek.
Yeah, and I'm Rory. Wow, we're back here so soon, huh?
Well, Clinton wanted us to...
I mean, in the rotation of characters, we're still somewhere on the far side of the sun. Hot, sizzle, bacon and eggs!
Clinton wanted us to tell people that Comedy Forecast has been nominated for a podcast award.
Oh, I'll get my tuxedo.
Not so fast, Rory. The show was nominated, but now people have to vote.
Democracy in action.
And they can vote every day.
Stuffing the ballot box in action.
Well, actually, it's the way these awards work. Everyone is encouraged to vote once a day between November 13th and November 30th.
Hey, that's an awful lot of days. And an awful lot of nights, too.
Yeah, it's a longer voting period than normal because of the Thanksgiving holiday.
Well, that's crazy. I mean, it's not a holiday for people in Japan or Great Britain, right? So why do they have to vote extra long? Why can't they take Thanksgiving off?
I suppose they could. But that means less of a chance for Comedy Forecast to win.
Okay, well, what if they vote, but they click the button nice and slow and relaxed? Click.
Everyone should go over to...
Click.
Everyone should go over to Podcast Awards...
Click.
Over to podcastawards.com. For all the info they need.
Do they have a recipe for a roasted tofu turkey a la pumpkin pie?
Maybe.
Ooh, click.
I really hope Clinton is down to the lobby by now.
I hope that Derek and Rory mentioned how grateful I am to everyone who nominated Comedy Forecast. And now it's time to go for the win. So head on over to podcastawards.com. And while you're over there voting, be sure to check out the nominees in all the other categories. Great shows like Buffy Between the Lines in entertainment and WDW Radio in the travel category. Okay, now where is... Oh, there he is. Bob! Not answering. Oh, right. Ben! Still nothing. Let me go over there.
Oh, hello, Mr. Alvord.
Why didn't you answer when I called you?
Sorry. Must be my trick knee. I didn't hear you call me.
Well, I said Ben. And Bob.
That's nice. Do you want some popcorn?
You don't have any popcorn.
Did once, though. Memories.
Listen, I got this phone message from Cassidy, and he pointed out that I called you Ben a few weeks ago and Bob just the other day.
I'm sure you did.
And you answered to both those names.
Yep.
So, which is your real name?
Both. Well, neither. Actually, you see, sometimes I get a little confused.
You don't say. Hey, hold on a minute. Your badge says Bert.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. To help me keep track of things, I use little reminders and such. Give you, for instance, I remind myself to feed my pet goldfish every day by putting the jar of fish food by the front door. See, that way, when I go out, I'll see the fish food there and I'll remember to feed him.
And that works?
Well, it would have if I went out the front door, but see, I usually go out the back way instead.
Look, what's this?
You need a fish tank for anything?
No, I really don't.
It's a nice space helmet. It's great for bingo or brandy snifter.
What does all that have to do with your name?
Oh, that's another way I remember things. It's how I remember the days of the week. See, if I'm Ben, I know it's Monday. If I'm Bob, it must be Tuesday. Wednesday, I'm Bill. Thursday, Bert. Friday, Biff. Saturday, I'm Bart. And Sunday, I'm Buzz Lightyear to the rescue!
You're...
Just kidding. On Sunday, I'm Bilbo Baggins.
Well, then, I...
Or is it Busby Berkeley? No, wait. It's Beyonce.
What I want to know is, how do you remember which name to use?
Oh, that's simple. I write them down on this calendar right here. Never go anywhere without it. Especially TGI Fridays, because it's always Friday in that place. It's weird. It's like some kind of freaky time warp thing.
Then why don't you just use the calendar to keep track of the days of the week?
I don't have an answer for that. It actually makes a lot of sense. I'm kind of surprised.
Great. Why don't you do that? And we can call you by your real name.
Well, sure.
Fantastic. What is it?
Absolutely no idea. Look, I've been Ben, Bob, Bill, Bert, Biff, Bart, Buzz, Busby, Beyonce for so long, I kind of forgot.
All right, what does it say on your driver's license?
Never got one. That's a long story. But I'm happy to tell you the whole thing right now. Around 1947, I was...
No. That's all right. How about this? We'll give you a name that we can call you.
I get it. Kind of like the names we call you behind your back.
How's that?
Oh, nothing. So, what you have in mind?
All right, so let's think about this. You're the head bellman, so that's like the bell captain. And you like alliteration in the name. I've got it. Listen. Huh? What do you think?
I don't know. Are you sure is a name?
I said, what about Cap Cassidy?
Well, it's okay, but I was kind of hoping it would start with a B. Or an ampersand. Or a grassy meadow.
Well, folks, I think that's just about done it for this non-episode. And I've covered all the important information, right? Send in your funny reviews of 2009 movies to Danny for his upcoming special and your chance to be a part of it. And Consider voting for Comedy Forecast every day between November 13th and November 30th to help us win a podcast award. And don't panic if you don't have all this written down. Just head over to comedyforecast.com and you'll find all the details.
Say, now that I'm Cap Cassidy, can I have a cape?
No.
A mask?
No.
Can I wear my underwear outside my clothes?
You already do that.
Oh, yeah. I gotta remember to stop doing that.
That's it. We are done.
Bye-bye.